This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Yes, it is. It is Monday, and that, of course, means it is Klaus Financial's Money in Motion. Answers to all your retirement questions in one place. Joining us here in studio this week, Steve and Malia. Malia and Steve, welcome.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Mike. How are you today?
Great, great. Another beautiful day, another beautiful week in weather looking like, but you know, I know people are still sort of reeling from the reaction to this crazy world event on Friday, this whole Brexit thing, Great Britain exiting. And I know we don't get into current events too much on these segments, but before we get into what we're going to talk about today, just generally speaking, should people who have money in retirement accounts and are planning for the future be concerned about this, or is this not as big a deal here as it is elsewhere?
You know, that's a great question, Mike. And in reality, when as retirees or as investors in general, one thing that's not such a great idea more times than not is to do a knee-jerk reaction to anything that's going on short term. I mean, in reality, we do not have any control over the Bredex move. And from what I have heard and read to date, Britain will actually still be in the EU for at least the next 2 years, if not even longer. So the biggest thing is to review your goals and what your objectives are. And if that really hasn't changed short term, let it run, because you've got a strategy in place and you really don't want to take a knee-jerk reaction, as I mentioned, based on short-term unknowns.
Okay, that's good and reassuring, I know, for a lot of people who are concerned about this. We do want to say that if you have any questions at all about Klaus Financial, you can go to klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. The Klaus phone number is 815-877-8440. That's 815-877-8440. And that is also the number to call when we ask our Klaus quiz question of the week. The winner this week will win a $25 gift card for Chipotle. We will ask the Klaus quiz question of the week later. All right. Now, I know these shows we do every week, we're always trying to, Klaus Financial is always trying to make us all smarter and smarter with regards to money and our future retirements. One topic I know you want to talk about today is the most basic one that people hear most often, I think, is that's IRAs, individual retirement accounts. Maybe some things that we take for granted that we know, and maybe some things we've forgotten.
Yes, Mike, that's true. And one of the first things I wanted to point out is with regard to an IRA, sometimes I've had people actually come up and say, well, I want to buy an IRA. And actually, an IRA can be invested in many, many different types of investments. What an IRA actually is it's an IRS rule that allows you as an individual to contribute up to $5,500 before taxes if you're under the age of 50. And if you're 50 years of age or older, that actually increases by another $1,000 to a total of $6,500 per year. So those are the contribution levels. Now, some people are actually able to contribute to their own 401k plans through work. And if their joint taxable return is less than $98,000 a year, they could also, if they wanted to, contribute to an IRA and still be able to deduct that money. If you try to contribute to an IRA and you're over that number, it wouldn't be deductible. And many times then there are other options that might be a better choice.
But you do need to have earned income. I think that's a pretty important point.
It is a major point. Good reference point, Malia. And also, when you're looking to contribute to an IRA, there is a point where you can no longer contribute to the IRA as well. And that's that required minimum distribution age you always hear us talking about, age 70 and a half.
Yes.
For an IRA. Now, the exception is if you're still working with your employer, you can actually still contribute to your 401k plan if you're still working even after age 70 and a half, as long as you're not a 5% or more owner of the firm you work at. But the IRAs, again, when the required distribution age or what we call your IRA birthday starts, you can no longer contribute. You have to just start withdrawing.
So another area we look at is Roth IRAs. And sometimes,
yes,
again, people will come in and they'll be like, you know, where can I buy this IRA? And I want to buy a Roth today. So, Steve, can you tell us kind of the real basic difference between the two?
Yeah. Again, when you're looking at the difference between the traditional IRA, we call it, and the Roth IRA, it's a matter of whether you want your tax deduction up front through a traditional IRA. And for individuals where maybe you have very few tax deductions remaining and you're in your higher earning years, that's when many times the traditional IRA can make sense. For most younger employees that are especially under the age of 45, the Roth IRA going in after tax but coming out income tax free is a huge benefit.
I know that we also hear, like Roth is a term that you hear a lot with IRAs, but what about stretch IRAs? That's a term I've heard more recently, and RMDs with mm-hmm. regards to IMDs, required minimum distributions?
Exactly. Well, so first, we do try to make the complicated sound simple here, so we'll start with that. And so people, again, will come in and say, I want to buy a stretch IRA. Where can I find one of those?
And that's not an exercise move.
No, it's not. It's not. It's actually, it's just something that you can do, which means that if you leave your IRA to a non-spouse beneficiary, they can actually retitle that into what's called an inherited IRA or beneficiary IRA. You've heard us talk about that before.
Yes.
And what that allows for is then at that point, they can stretch it over the remainder of their lifetime. So let's say you left a traditional IRA to your niece or nephew. And when they received that after you passed away, they were, say, 20 years old. And you could keep their hands out of spending it. What's ideal is that has another, you know, four decades potentially to grow. How fabulous is that to receive as an inheritance this product that can actually, this IRA that can actually continue growing for retirement? So, again, as Steve was pointing out, between Roth and traditional IRAs, we really want to look at, do we want the money to come out tax deferred or having had the taxes already paid? Again, if you're leaving it for someone, it's great to have money that's going to come out with no taxes being owed. So that is one of the greatest things about a Roth IRA.
We are going to take a break, and we are going to continue with Steve and Malia from Cost Financial. This is Money in Motion. These segments are sponsored by Cost Financial. We'll be right back.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
We're back on the Michael Kulik Show. These are the Money in Motion segments sponsored by Cost Financial. Answers to all your retirement questions in one place. You can go to costfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com for more information about anything at all that we're talking about. And before the break, we were talking about stretch IRAs and RMDs, required minimum distribution. You want to tell our listeners before we get into some other topics that we wanted to cover, these RMDs, these required minimum distributions with regards to IRAs?
Yes, that's a good question, Mac. Actually, I'm going to circle around back on one other thing also, because when most people are looking at the investments on their IRA accounts, another important segment that many times is missed is actually double checking on your beneficiary arrangements of those accounts. In other words, when you pass away, who's going to get the money? And sometimes people will assume that they have a will or a trust, and the IRA accounts probably have individual people named more times than not, and the beneficiary arrangement on those retirement accounts will trump anything you have written in your will or trust, unless that instrument is actually the beneficiary, which from an income tax standpoint sometimes isn't the best move. When we're talking taxes, although we are not CPAs, and we always suggest that you double check with your CPA, we are familiar with many of those rules and regulations. When you're talking about required distributions, you heard me mention a minute ago what we call our person's IRA birthday. Again, at age 70 and a half for IRA accounts, there is that annual required minimum distribution. Now, typically in the year they turn age 70 and a half is when they first need to start withdrawing the money. the very first year. If they want to defer that up until April of the following year, they could do that. Again, April 1st. The downside of that, though, is then you're actually taking two distributions in the same tax year. So for required minimum distributions at age 70 and a half, more times than not, we're suggesting they actually make the withdrawal in the year in which they turn 70 and a half.
Okay, so make that withdrawal that year. They just got to do that math of when that half birthday is, which should be pretty easy.
And you do have to pay taxes on that RMD. So keep that in mind, as Steve is explaining, in your IRAs, your 401ks, et cetera. Those contributions that were made over the years have been growing tax deferred. So believe me, when RMDs come out, the federal government would like your tax money. So typically for our clients, we will withhold a certain percentage so that they don't have a surprise at tax time when that money is distributed to them.
Very true.
We are speaking with Steve and Malia from Kloss Financial. This is Money in Motion. We're going to ask our Kloss Quiz question of the week coming up. But, you know, it's we're in the middle part of the year, just about finished with the year. And I know that many people who are not yet retired have some just general questions about getting ready for retirement. And you guys want to go through some of those?
Sure. When you're looking again towards retirement, again, for the most part, people would normally have 401k plans. If you work through a hospital or nonprofit, or you may have a 403b plan. There are also for municipal employees, sometimes 457 plans. There's a lot of variations of that, types of retirement plans. A few people still may even have pension plans. The biggest thing to keep in mind, again, is that when you're creating income for your retirement and you hit that required minimum distribution age, more times than not, people are probably withdrawing income already that would meet that required minimum distribution percentage, which more times than not, we've seen be around 3.5% to get started when they first start withdrawing those dollars, and it changes a little bit every year. But part of the planning is to just be aware of the rules and regulations and, again, work with your financial professional and your tax person. So as Malia pointed out, you do not become, you don't get blindsided by income taxes you didn't realize were going to be due on the money you're withdrawing.
Exactly. So, you know, it's really important, again, as you say, Mike, this time of year for people to take a look at their own retirement accounts. Obviously, we hear, you know, the fluctuations of the market. And Steve and I could tell you that we've seen fluctuations in the market for the last 40-plus years. So that's not going away anytime soon. But it's important to understand that you do have a lot of choices when it comes to investing, when it comes to what you're putting away for your retirement accounts. And then as we get closer to retirement, suddenly those questions are, I have a pension or I have an account that I am allowed to take a lump sum out of. Should I take it out as a monthly income stream or take it out as a lump sum? What are my options and my pensions? And a lot of these choices are irrevocable once they're made. So that's why we really tell people slow down, plan ahead, meet with a financial professional, and make the right choice for your situation.
We've talked about some of these newer products that are out there, these stretch IRAs. We've brought up in the past couple of weeks Roth 401ks. What about old things, more traditional things, like people who have old 401ks, let's say from other jobs that they had, 403Bs, 457s? What about that?
Well, the more that they have, the better. That's right. Right out of the gate. And we really spend time trying to pull this out of people, because we'll say, okay, so you've had your last job for 25 years. What about before that? And they scratch their head and they go, oh, yeah, I worked for this company for about 5 years. I don't know if there's anything residual there. And we say, you need to reach out. And oftentimes they end up getting some kind of lump sum.
True.
So it all adds up. And really, that's what we're trying to do in those last 5 to 7 years before you decide to pull the trigger on retiring, is saying, let's see what you have out there. What is it going to equate to when it comes to actual distributing income for you when you do retire? And it's really good just to clean things up, just so you know what's where, how is it being managed, and what are the returns, quite honestly.
True. And more times than not, we also find it to be an advantage as you're going into retirement to simplify and consolidate along with that magic formula of investment diversification.
Exactly.
Simplify and consolidate. All right, listeners. Well, those of you who listen regularly know we ask our Claus quiz question of the week. And this week's winner wins a $25 gift card for Chipotle. If you call 815-877-8440 and you are the first caller with the correct answer to the Claus quiz question of the week, you win the $25 gift card for Chipotle. And the question this week is, when are you required to take your first required minimum distribution, your RMD, from your IRAs and other pre-tax retirement accounts? Again, when are you required to take your first required minimum distribution? We're looking for an aid from your IRAs and other pre-tax retirement accounts. Call 815-877-8440 for the answer to that question. Or if you have the answer, call that and you can win. 877-8440. That's also the number to call if you have any questions at all about Claus Financial. Steve and Malia, we've got 4th of July coming up, and I know people are planning vacations and whatnot, but this would be a great week to really get your financial ducks in a row so that when you do take a three-day weekend, which a lot of people are coming up, you can do it with a little more peace of mind.
Yeah, I mean, the idea here, as Steve said, is plan. You have a strategy. Just when you see things are kind of being disturbed right now, don't let that disturb you. A solid strategy is going to work through you, work with you as you get closer to retirement. So close your eyes, put on your sunglasses, and enjoy some good sun.
Yes. But before you do that, listeners, again, it's going to be a beautiful week this week. This would be a great week to take a step back and see what your financial situation is, what your retirement situation is. But pretend it's the first week of January, except here we are. Weather's a lot nicer this week.
That's a little hard to imagine.
True.
Steve, anything else you would like to add to listeners before we say goodbye this week?
Well, just as Malia said, I think the biggest thing is to take that step back, take a breath and just take a look at your plans and goals and objectives. And the worst thing you can do is take a knee-jerk reaction to what's going on short term. You know, markets are volatile. They don't always just go up. They don't always just go down. So as long as you hold tight with the strategy, keep in mind when you're contributing to your retirement plan, your 401k plan at work, for every dollar you put in through each paycheck, when the market's down, you're buying more shares. When the market's up, you're buying less shares. So it's not all that bad long term.
People like to buy things on sale. So buy.
Yeah. So far, we are doing this show live, and I know that the Dow didn't open up in a crazy great way, but that's not what we do when we're thinking about long-term planning and financial retirement situations. We're not looking at the Dow by the minute or by the day. We're looking longer term, and I know in your
that's our job,
your
yes.
careers, you've seen fluctuations and craziness all sorts of times, and it eventually recovers, and people are okay. So Claus Financial is the place if you have any questions at all about this. 815-877-8440. Steve and Malia, have a great week.
Thank you.
Have an awesome week, Mike.
We'll be right back on the Michael Kulich Show. Hour number two coming up after this. Rudy Tekela from the Washington Examiner will be joining us. Don't go anywhere.
This is Money in Motion with Claus Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Claus Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Claus Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Claus Financial.